City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
So, yes, here we are. Welcome to the big radio show. Happy Tuesday to you on this 18th day of September 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and, well, looky here. More headlines of Trump announces new tariffs on Chinese imports. So once these, he announced yesterday that he was going to impose new tariffs on about $200 billion worth of Chinese goods and threatened to add hundreds of billions more as part of a campaign to pressure Beijing to change its practices. So when all is said and done, if this all goes into effect, the president will have imposed tariffs on nearly half of all the Chinese goods imported here into the United States. Yeah, half. So the deal was, these imports are supposed to take effect on September 24th, so next week. And they will be 10% on these, I know originally he said 25%, but he's going to start off with a 10% tax on Chinese imports, take effect on September 24th, that's next Monday, and then will rise to 25% by the end of this year. So, 3 more months. And they affect thousands of goods ranging from luggage to seafood. There are some exemptions in there for some of Apple's products, like the Apple Watch will be exempted. I don't know why these carve-outs are in there. But so China is not happy. They're very upset. And they retaliated originally. I'm looking down my list of stories, and if you go back to June 15th of this year, the president set tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods. And so China struck back with $50 billion of tariffs on American goods going into China. So August 8th, China announces 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of U.S. goods. So they're matching, they're seeing our tariffs and upping them. So now they're going back and forth. I've lost track. You need a scorecard to keep track of $50 billion, then $16 billion, now $200 billion. China's going, yeah, well, we're raising tariffs on another $60 billion. I know. I that's why I say I forget it. I don't know. I can't keep track. And if you've ever seen the trade list of products, it's like a phone book. Oh, wait a minute. There's people in the audience who don't know what a phone book is. It's longer than your contacts list, okay? It's really amazing how many products there are. I mean, they get right down to, you know, nuts and bolts, literally. So my question for you is, this has been going on since June. So we got June, July, August, and we're almost 4 months into this deal. And I'm wondering, has anybody seen the impact on a product that you have bought? Because I'm thinking that you haven't. Because people are out buying things, and retail sales have been doing very well. I don't know where the people are getting the money from. I think there are a lot of people are putting it on plastic, but that's another part of the, that's another show. But people have been out buying things. So there's two sides to this coin. One of them is, for those of us that are not in the export industry, for those of us that just go down to the store and buy things, have you seen anything that you buy and you look at it and you go, huh, boy, that price went up. I mean, I don't know if you'd notice 10%, but I think you would notice 25%. Maybe not. I mean, if something costs you $10 and now it's $12.50, I don't know. Would you notice? I think some people are very, very good shoppers and are very, very careful about their spending. And we'll look at that and go, why was this $10 last week and now it's $12.50? It's a 25% increase. Because the other part of it is, when you go to the store, have you seen a lot of Made in America products that you never saw before? I haven't. Have you gone to the store, and if you really, really, really dig, you find out Made in China. The Made in China stuff is still overwhelming when it comes to buying products in this country. So my question for you is, do you think this is working? Because if you're some guy or gal in China and you're making some widgets and you're making them and by the boatload and shipping them to the United States, it makes you wonder if the higher prices that they have to charge you for their products is slowing them down at all, or whether they're looking at it and going, ordered, I sold a million of these things last month, I'm selling another million this month. I don't think it's hurting anybody as far as the producers of Chinese products. I think they're still producing just as much as they did before and shipping just as much as they did before, and they're charging more than they did before because they got to pay the extra tax. I don't see all of a sudden you go to the store and there are rows and rows and rows of things made in America. Made in the USA. I mean, there's always been things made in the USA, but I haven't noticed any increase. And this has been going on now for 4 months, and I haven't seen anything yet. That's all I'm asking. Have you noticed price changes? All right, now, on the other side of the coin, for those of you who export something, that make a product, whether you're a farmer that grows a product that you ship over to China, or whether you have a manufacturing facility where you make something that you sell to Chinese companies, Chinese citizens, have you had trouble selling your products? Because you've got to charge more, and are your products shipping as much as you did before, and are you charging more than you did before, or are you eating it? Maybe that's what the Chinese are doing too. Maybe the reason I haven't noticed anything really changing is because maybe the Chinese producers of products are just eating the extra fee and charging the same amount of money. I don't know. Have Toyotas gone up in price? Car dealers? What's going on with those of you that sell foreign automobiles? Whether German, Japanese, I know we don't get anything from China. Those of you that get products made in China, whether it's a piece of steel or whether it's a shoe, pair of shoes. Anybody noticing anything here? Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find my phone number, email address, links to my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, podcast, all that's on my website, which is TomSullivan.com. Start off with Craig in Yuba City, California. Hello, Craig.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. Notice anything?
Well, okay, so I use, you know, a lot of aluminum.
Yep.
And I noticed, you know, about a month ago, I purchased a pretty good amount of aluminum to do my receivers that I do. I do a compliant receiver for a firearm that's compliant in California, New York, and Connecticut. And anyway, my normal supplier was out of the size that I use, which is a very common size. I mean, I've never had this issue before. So they were just out of it and couldn't tell me when they were going to receive it.
That gives me the hint that they were out of it because a lot of people bought a ton of it to try to beat the tariffs. That's what I'm guessing.
That may have been it. It's just they couldn't tell me when they were going to receive another shipment. So anyway, I went to a different supplier, and who is normally a little bit more money anyway, but I went to a different supplier, and when it was all said and done, a part that I manufacture and sell for roughly about $150 went up about $1.50. So my additional cost on materials was about $1.50 on that. I absorbed it simply because I support the tariffs. I figured that I do okay anyway. $1.50 to me, I'm still fine, on that deal. And
yep.
And I do support the tariff thing. So, I can't support it and then complain. I didn't want to pass on the cost. And even though a lot of my products go to New York, and most of those people, probably $1.50 wouldn't have meant much to them anyway. But I just, I did notice that a little bit. I mean, and
that's it. But
so
that's it.
That's about all I can tell you.
See,
on that.
This is where I'm looking around. I'm looking, but I'm not buying, sheets of aluminum. I just haven't noticed. I was thinking by now you would start noticing, and you have, and I've heard that about steel and aluminum were some of the first ones that got out there and were hit. So even if the tariffs are not essentially officially in effect, the marketplace is going to start changing prices because they know it's coming, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right, Tom. But I mean, here's the thing you got to think about. If you take a product, let's say you take a $150 product like mine. Well, you're not gonna add 25% to the 150 because you're gonna add 25% to the cost of the material that makes that product. So
right.
If the cost of the material to begin with, let's say you got 2 pounds of aluminum at $2.25, and that goes up 25%. Okay, so you got 2 pounds now at $2.60
yeah.
a pound, right?
You gotta use an eyeglass to find the price change, is what you're saying. But I'm gonna run up against a break here. Craig, you're always full of great information. I love talking to you, but I've got to run. I appreciate your call.
Enjoy our discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see them.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
You can email me. The address is, you can get my address, my email address is at TomSullivan.com. And there it is. Andy sends me email, says, I purchased an e-bike from RedRoverBikes.com. It was $14.99. Now that same bike is $16.99. Ooh. So $200. $200 on $14.99 is a 13% increase. So you notice when you start buying products that are a couple $1,000, you will absolutely notice the difference. No question about it. What else have we got here? Billy Bauer says, you might be interested to know our local chain fabric and craft store has a petition going to be exempted from the tariffs on the products they buy. This is due mostly everything they sell, including fabric, comes from countries on which the tariffs have been applied and their extra cost resultant. Yeah, I would imagine you go to Michael's or some of these other big craft stores. Come on. Look at the loading dock. Every day, in fact, I tell a joke. My wife thought it was the funniest thing ever. She was in Michael's, I think it was, and there was an older couple down the aisle, and the woman was having trouble finding something, and the guy goes, come on, Mildred, we can do this tomorrow. There's a boatload that comes in from China every day. And so she thought it was funny, the old guy yelling at his wife. But he was right. There's a boatload of coming in every day from China. Look at the loading dock and you will see it's exactly what they're coming in. All the boxes, that stuff at the craft stores, it's all made in China. And I haven't seen that change. Mike in Reno, Nevada. Mike, thanks for waiting. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Yeah, you know, I haven't personally experienced the tariff thing yet. However, I just had my house measured for flooring about a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
And the guy informed me that the prices on that laminate flooring is going to go up 25%. So don't consider that the price. Like, he's going to have to give me the new price list.
Oh, so he wasn't trying to hustle you into, y'all got to order today. We'll get it in before the tariffs.
No, yeah.
None of that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, well, he might have thought that, but I had already told him that I'm in the process of trying to get a loan, so.
So it's going to take a while. Okay.
Oh,
no, but so he warned you, this is my price today, but it will be 25% higher later? But you didn't say when.
Yeah, yeah. On the flooring, well, he's supposed to get me a price by the end of the week, so that price at the end of the week will reflect the 25% higher.
Is what?
But now the carpet is not going to go up in price at all. I guess that's all manufactured in America. So
it is.
So half the
they make carpet here.
Yeah, he said like that's what he said. Yeah, he said it's. Shouldn't affect the carpet prices too much. He said people will probably be buying more carpet and getting away from the flooring. Even the flooring that's kind of manufactured here, I guess used is almost all 80% stuff put together in China.
Right,
or something.
Right. Remember Lumber Liquidators got in trouble about their laminates because they came from China and they said they did not have a certain material on them, and they did. The carpets, I want to believe that if they're made here, there must be the textile area of our country, which is the Carolinas. So they may be a little wet.
Georgia. Yeah.
But they,
yeah.
Oh, in Georgia. They may be a little wet, but hey, they're made in America. Yeah. So hopefully they'll have protected the product. So, all right. So there you go. Flooring going up, but carpets are not. I just haven't. Have you been? Maybe it's the things that I buy, which are, you know, small price items. But you're talking like Craig, where you're talking, and Andy sent me the email where you're talking about products that cost more than $1,000. You're going to notice it. You're going to notice it. But if you're buying something for $5, you're not going to.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if we've been shopping at a store that sells all furniture manufactured in America.
Yeah.
And their prices have been pretty consistent the last couple of years. I don't know why, but I guess I have a feeling those prices might start going up, even the stuff made in America, because they know that the stuff from China is higher. I don't know.
Well, but, if the stuff from China is higher, they have a decision to make. Should we match their prices, raise ours, or should we undercut them and get more sales? Which they'll have to figure out. The beauty of being in business for yourself is trying to find that magic optimum price. Mike, I appreciate the call. Very interesting. We'll be right back.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. Thanks for coming by. Happy Tuesday to you. So the trade wars that we talked about and Wall Street, oh my gosh, Wall Street reacts so much. If there's any breakthrough in trade talks, the market skyrockets. If the president comes out and says, I'm going to lay more tariffs on these people, the market tanks. Back and forth it goes. I don't know. Jack Ma, who is... the guy that is the wealthiest Chinese businessman, he thinks this trade war will last 20 years. Alibaba guy. He thinks it'll be 20 years. By the way, he's stepping out of that business. He's retiring. He's made boatloads of money, and he's going to go into philanthropy. So he's kind of taking a page from Bill Gates. In any case, I'm waiting to see, because all the hubbub about the trade war, and I go to the store and I'm going, hey, I haven't noticed, have you? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Helen, thanks for waiting. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yes, thank you. So I am a business that actually provides wrought iron doors for homes, and my product comes from China.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of customers that are reluctant in the beginning to purchase from me because they say, oh, we'd like to buy American-made product.
Right.
However, 98% of the competition and everyone who purchases this gets it from China. So with that said, what's happening with our shipments now is there's a lot of delays that are going out for the orders that I have put in and from China. And it's really difficult because we have to tell our customers that we don't know when the shipment is going to arrive.
Oh, yeah, that's a real sales killer right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's really hard to absorb a price increase because we're not talking about $100. We're talking in the thousands is what our product costs. And it is really hard to absorb a price increase and not really turn it around and pass it on to our customers.
All right, but you said 98% of the competition does the same thing, so aren't you all in the same boat?
Exactly. We are all in the same boat. But unfortunately, I am very upfront with my business, and I tell my customers that my doors come from China, but there are a lot of companies that don't do that.
Why do you tell them?
Well, because the reality is the time that it takes to get here is not a quick turnaround. So the customers always ask, well, why does the door take so long to get here? Why do I have to wait for so long? And the reality is the shipment just takes that long coming from overseas.
Yeah, sure. It's got to get on a boat. You're not going to airship a wrought iron. How long was the wait, and how long is the wait now?
The wait used to be about 10 weeks. Now the wait is about 15 weeks.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
And that is because there is a backlog at the ports. There is also, like I said, a wait and see coming from China, trying to wait and see if the prices are going to go up, if they're going to incur an increase.
I see, yeah. They don't know what to charge you. I mean, they're charging you a rate, but they don't want to charge you a rate and then have to pay a big tax on top of that. So
exactly.
So what are you going to do? Have you looked for made in the USA so you can brag about that?
Yes, we have looked in the made in the USA. The drawback of that, the pricing for this particular product that we have is twice as much as if you purchase it from the USA.
Double.
It is exactly double.
So when you call a vendor who will make the product for you at twice the price, do you say to them, I would love to buy your product, but you know you're twice the price of China, right?
Yes. And they say, yes, I do, but it is American-made. And you have to support America.
Well, I know. And I get calls from people that say, you got to do that. Well,
exactly.
That I'll use your phrase, 98% of the people out there will buy the best product for the best price. And if they get a quality product for half the price, what do you think most people are going to do?
Exactly. And as a business person and as a consumer myself, I couldn't justify. I mean, I'm loyal to an American product, but I'm not stupidly loyal.
Well, you got to find something competitive, and you haven't yet.
Exactly.
Is there a big markup on wrought iron before you get it?
Yes, there is.
So they can afford to take less, but they're not going to.
They're not going to. Exactly.
Well, hey, everybody, you know, runs their business however they want. But I would think if I had a wrought iron, what is there, a door that you?
Yes, there are wrought iron entry doors to your home. We're talking about something that's about 900 pounds.
Oh, my.
Yes, because these are your entry doors to your home. So we're talking about a 900-pound door, and we're talking about pricing in the thousands, and we're talking cost-wise, not what it costs to purchase. I mean, not the price for you to purchase it, but just cost-wise.
And then that takes special hinges, special door frames.
Exactly.
For that kind of weight.
Company. Absolutely. And special freight companies, because not everyone's willing to deliver such a heavy door.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so you run up against...
Yeah, FedEx is not going to take that product.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. You have a specialized freight company that has to be able to handle that size of a magnitude of a door and that weight of a door, because it's not something manually that can be taken off a truck.
So what you're waiting for is to get hit with the price increase on top of the prices you already pay, and you don't know what that price increase is.
Absolutely. And so what I'm trying to do, as some of the previous caller was talking about the laminate floors, I am telling my customers, you're better off buying what I have now in stock, because I don't know what the price is going to be in the future.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a pushy salesperson.
No, but you're being honest, and you're also giving them a good incentive to buy now.
Exactly.
I love it.
Exactly. Because they're not saving $100. We're talking about saving possibly $500 to $1,000.
Well, does that stop somebody who wants to buy a 900-pound door? I don't know. You're not going to sell it for less, so they're going to either have to pay that or you're going to see your sales drop.
Exactly. And that's exactly where we're standing now with the volatility of our business, because we rely 100% on China.
Interesting. All right. Well, Helen, good luck to you on getting that figured out. And anybody out there who wants to make wrought iron doors, Helen might be interested in hearing from you, but you can't charge double. Yikes. Helen, thank you. I appreciate the call very much. 855-295-6600. Squillmine says, Tom, I've noticed that now, whenever I buy on Amazon, my item is being shipped directly from China. This was their way to beat the tariffs by eliminating the middleman, namely saving 50% retail markup. Oh, you're buying from the manufacturer, not from the distributor. And that's what's going to happen. In fact, that ties into a story. I'll take a break here when we come back. Wall Street Journal has a story about a twist in the tariff battle. It's helping China be more competitive. Chinese businessman Michael Liu said they're trimming their costs at their plants. They're using more robots. They make lamps, bulbs, and other lighting products. So he says U.S. tariffs are pushing China toward making the higher-end stuff. And it's helping China be more competitive down the road. Short break, 855-295-6600. We will be right back. Don't go away.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
So, Wall Street Journal, this is from Shenzhen, China. They are reporting again that this company, this Pearl River Delta area company in Shenzhen, it is the center of China's manufacturing might. And what they are doing, because of these tariffs, they are accelerating making higher quality products to compete against American goods. So they say after building their economy on a mountain of inexpensive exports, from socks to toys to steel, China has been on a mission to upgrade the quality. And I know that we've had lots of people calling here with lots of different stories about some of the stuff that you buy from China. I remember a furniture retailer that I knew showed me some of the furniture in his store that was made in China versus made in the U.S., most of it in the Southeast, Carolinas, Georgia, that area. And I'm telling you, and he I know the guy well, and he said, this stuff made in China is every bit as good and a lot cheaper. And it was quality furniture. So it depends upon what it is. There's other things. We've had people call here that know about the auto parts business. and have said junk. Most of it is junk. I mean, you might get some products that work, but their specifications are terrible. So it depends, I guess, on maybe that's where they're trying to beef things up. But Beijing is embarking on a campaign to ship low-skill factory work out of China. They're trying to get around the tariffs so that Chinese companies are moving their manufacturing facilities to Vietnam or other third world countries where they're not being hit with the tariffs. So they're not stupid. They're going to sit there and go, well, you're charging me. I can build this widget anywhere. I'll just move to a cheaper country. And they do. So they're shipping their low-skilled factory work that can be done anyplace to other countries and using the products in China, the manufacturing in China, to make much, much higher quality, but still try and beat American products on price. That wasn't exactly the goal of the president's tariffs. But you can bet this is cause and effect. You push a button, something's going to happen. You push a tariff button, and the Chinese manufacturers are going, okay, we're going to rethink the way we do business. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Rosemary sends me an email, talks about her husband's aftershave that he's used for a very long period of time. And it has doubled. She thinks it is because of the tariffs. She says she loves her husband. She's not paying the higher price. All right, hubby, you're going to get some aftershave, but it's not going to be as good. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Joe in California. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Doing great. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, I was an outdoor power equipment dealer for years. That means I sold lawnmowers, trimmers, edgers, blowers, all the good yard work stuff. And I can tell you, everything that we'd ever get from China was junk, just pure junk.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I mean, talking about parts and everything.
What did a lot of those, I wouldn't know if it was made in China or not. What's the one, the Briggs & Stratton? They went through some changes and somebody bought them, and some of the engines that are used on power tools outside. But I don't know where they make Briggs & Stratton engines. I don't know where the parts come from. No idea. You never know.
Well, you know, that's correct. But we get to know that by the part number. So when we're looking through our books and we can see part numbers, we can say, okay, this comes from China. This is coming from, you know, say, the UK. This is coming from the Middle East. You know, I mean, it depends on where it's coming from.
Right, right.
But anything that came in, you know, I mean, Harbor Freight, you know, I hope I'm okay to say that, but they're well known for carrying all the Chinese generators and, you know, different tools and whatnot. And I guarantee you, most people will tell you it's junk.
So what was the American alternative? Was there?
Well, usually you just bought stuff that was made here in America. I mean, Steel makes most of their stuff out of Germany. That's good stuff. Japan makes a lot of good parts and whatnot. That's good stuff. It just depends on where it's coming from, but not China.
Yeah, but what about the price? Because, like I said, you know it, Joe. There's a lot of people that will buy on price, and they don't care. Or even think about anything about the quality. They just want cheap.
Well, you know what? That depends on what you're talking about, though, Tom. If you're a professional, you're going to care. If you're a homeowner, you're thinking more in the price.
Right. Yeah, but if I'm out there doing 20 lawns a day, I want something that's not going to fall apart on me. Yeah.
Correct.
I get it. So the American products are, and Japan and China and Germany make good products, but the Chinese products not so much, huh? That's the thing.
Correct. Like if you look at Shindawa or Echo, they're all made out of Japan, and so those products throughout the industry are known as well-quality products.
I wonder if you're going to see the prices of those cheaper products go up, and then what do they do? Nobody's going to want them. But all right, hey Joe, thank you very much. I appreciate the insight. No, I've been looking around. I'm thinking, when's the trade war going to hit my wallet? And I'm sure it has, but I just haven't seen it yet. Well, we got the full comment line band working today. Reversed yesterday, up 184, the Dow at 26,246. With the S&P up 15 to 2904. The NASDAQ up 60 points at 79.56. The price of oil today will cost you $69. And gold, $1,202 for 1 ounce of gold. On the comment line, this caller says Brett Kavanaugh cannot be believed.
Yeah, this Judge Kavanaugh guy, they asked him if he met with Trump's legal team, and he said he can't recall. He's always saying he can't recall. Who the hell wants a judge can't remember anything?
I didn't hear it that way. He was there yesterday all day with the White House counsel, McGahn. That's who's shepherding his whole... He's like the shepherd who gets him through this whole system, and then McGahn's leaving the White House after that. I think. I'm not sure if I can recall that story's right. I can't recall. Jeff Sessions. I cannot recall. John Ehrlichman back in the Watergate days. I don't recall. Hillary Clinton. Benghazi. I don't recall. I think we'll see you tomorrow.